Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel passage comes from Luke chapter 15. It's a chapter containing parables that all describe God's mercy. The parables we heard today were those of the lost sheep and the lost coin. Our Lord gave these parables because the Pharisees and scribes were complaining, that tax collectors and sinners, came to him and he received them. They found in Jesus a friend, a savior, a merciful savior. These two parables highlight God's ardent desire to save all sinners. Every last one of them, no one excepted. In the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus explains that God's mercy towards sinners is like a shepherd who has 100 sheep and then losing one, doesn't hesitate to leave the 99 in order to find, the one lost sheep. And when finding it, rejoices greatly, and as others join in with him in that celebration. Similarly, in the parable of the lost coin, Jesus describes God's mercy towards sinners, his desire to bring back a lost sinner to himself, in terms of a woman who, having 10 coins and losing one, sweeps the whole house and searches for that one lost coin until it is found. And when it's found, she rejoices and has others rejoice with her. These parables and the others to follow in the rest of the chapter of Luke chapter 15, for example, the parable of the prodigal son, which I think we'll get to maybe tomorrow. I haven't checked yet, but we'll see. I think we'll cover the rest of the chapter these next couple days. But these parables should inspire in us unlimited confidence in God's mercy and his burning desire to save every sinner, including those who are furthest away from him and consequently most in need of his mercy. St. Gregory the Great comments, "Supreme mercy will not abandon us even when we abandon him. While others may lose all hope of salvation for a sinful soul, God does not. He is, as Francis Thompson describes in his famous poem, the hound of heaven, ceaselessly pursuing souls, sinful souls, in need of his grace and mercy." Undoubtedly, all of us here and all those listening know of individuals, perhaps very near and dear to us, who are far from God, who are, we might consider, tough cases, or maybe even hopeless cases, lost causes. And we may have already given up, in praying for them, giving up effort to reach out to them, that they might turn to God and receive his gift of grace, mercy, and salvation. The parables of God's mercy, like the ones we heard today, should inspire us to never give up on a sinner, especially those that we love and would have with us in heaven. We should imitate Christ, who assures us that there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Our Lord also assures us through St. Faustina, "I am love and mercy itself. My heart overflows with great mercy for souls, and especially for poor sinners. It is for them that the blood and water flowed from my heart as from a fount overflowing with mercy. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world." Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Misericordes oculos.